The midweek mining segment takes us just around the corner to Toronto this week to get an update from Adex Mining, which is a junior miner working on the development of its Mount Pleasant property in New Brunswick, which has a polymetallic deposit of indium, zinc, tin, molybdenum, and tungsten. Joining us now with all of the latest is Errol Farr. He is the president and CEO at Adex. Errol, great to speak with you today.
It's great to speak with you, Greg. Thanks for having me on.
This is the first time we've had a chance to chat about Adex since you took the reins back in May. So let me ask you, first off, how have you settled into your new role?
Quite comfortably. My predecessor, Kabir Ahmed, left the project in very good hands. So I'm very comfortable at this stage.
Very good, very good. Well, that's quite an statement, I think, given that you were thrown into the fire almost right away with a series of test results to review. So I thought maybe we could start with some of the technical information and talk about what is going to allow Adex to harvest its assets in the most efficient way possible. I know there's a lot of data to review, but maybe we can start with some of the highlights on tin and zinc and indium to begin with.
Okay. Tin's an interesting commodity. Everyone knows about it from tin cans, but it's used a lot in solders, various industrial applications, and there are not very many tin projects in the world. There's only three or four tin smelters, mostly in either China or Malaysia. So you don't see tin in the mining industry very often, and we have North America's largest deposit of tin. On the indium side, indium is a metal not too many people know about, but it's essential for our everyday lives today. A tin indium coating is what makes your television, your computer screen glow. Without the indium, we wouldn't have flat panel displays in our cell phones, TVs, computers. It's also being used in the next generation of solar panels. There's recent news about developments of antenna technology, and recently Intel announced that their next generation of chip will, which is probably 3 to 5 years away, will be used, will replace silicon with an indium gallium substance. So indium is quite an interesting metal, it's very relatively rare, and we have what's called the largest deposit of indium in the world. Zinc is a fairly common commodity and mined extensively around the world these days.
So what are the latest drill test results telling you? I know that over the years, Kabir and I have spoke about a lot of inferred references, but is the property shaping up as you expected it to?
Absolutely. When I took the reins, Kabir and I had been working. I've worked on the project for 15 years, was the former CFO of the company. So I've been at it for a long time and was working closely with Kabir. At that time, we were looking at a strategy to go into production associated with keeping our CapEx low as possible in this type of financial environment and leveraging the infrastructure that's already in place at Mount Pleasant. In fact, yesterday we released the results of our preliminary assessment on the North Zone, which is the tin, indium, and zinc deposit at Mount Pleasant, and we are extremely encouraged by the results of that and have a very aggressive program in 2010 that leads to a production decision in next fall.
And I can hear the beneath the thinly veiled professionalism, Errol. I can hear the excitement in your voice there. You can't wait to get to that point.
We absolutely can't. The other significant development on the North Zone was a bench scale test program that we commenced in 2009 and announced just recently, where we were actually able to produce what a substance called an indium sponge. And an indium sponge is just very, very close to being pure indium metal, which has not, to our knowledge, been done in a laboratory before using our process. So our 2010 immediate work that we're doing is a full pilot a program of production at a pilot stage that will prove a continuous process to produce not only an indium sponge, which is highly marketable, but a zinc metal, sort of bypassing the smelter process and doing it in-house at Mount Pleasant.
Now, at the other end of the business model, of course, is the finance front. You have also just recently completed a private placement to help fund future operations. Tell our listeners a bit more about how much did you raise and what the money will be used for.
Well, we raised $1 million of flow-through financing, specifically to be used for our pilot programs, to upgrade the quality of the resources by doing two pilot programs, one that takes the ore. We have a large bulk sample at the property. We're going to take that and pilot that process on a continuous basis over the next few months. That proves, which is a step prior to production. It will prove our ability to process the ore into concentrates. We then take the zinc indium concentrate, bring it back to our lab in Fredericton, and we will pilot the aforementioned production of zinc metal and indium sponge. Both those projects will cost approximately $1 million total and be completed by June, July of this year.
I know New Brunswick Premier Sean Graham is big on promoting New Brunswick businesses right now, and he's doing everything he can to reach out to the rest of the country, both for federal backing and to promote the province itself. How has it been working in New Brunswick?
The New Brunswick government has been supportive right from the beginning of my tenure in 1995. We've been through some ups and downs, and they've been very patient, very supportive. I've met Mr. Graham on a couple of occasions and always been received well. And the people in the Department of Natural Resources and Environment have really want to see this project happen.
And one last question for you, Errol. Not too long ago, again, getting an update just from a couple of months back, ADEX overhauled its website and issued an updated corporate statement at the same time. Was there any news in there that we haven't covered off already?
No, I don't, I guess the only piece of news that we may have missed so far is the the production scenario for next October for the North Zone. When we complete our pilot program, we move into full feasibility. There'll be a little bit of drilling to firm up some of our resources, and we'll be looking to complete offtake agreements this year for the sale of our products and have a feasibility study and production decision ready for late in 2010.
It sounds like you and I will have plenty of occasions between now and next fall to catch up and get updates on the latest news at ADEX. Certainly, it is a very, very exciting time, and you and I were chatting a little bit off-air before we went on with this interview about how it's been, for me, a really fun journey to follow the company from a few years ago to this point now, and I can tell that you're kind of on the edge of some very big things. So congratulations on the work, congratulations on the promotion as well, and I'm really looking forward to chatting with you again soon.
Thank you very much, Greg.
And for those of our listeners who are interested, of course, you can get more information on ADEX at www.adexmining.com. This is News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.